The government of Portchester, New York, is run by a 6-person board of trustees elected by the residents of the city. But Mayor Dennis Pila says in 2006, the U.S. Department of Justice put a halt to the city's elections because the voting system was not reflecting the needs of minority voters.
It's been 4 years since Portchester voters have been able to elect their trustees.
Mayor Pila says there has never been a Latino trustee elected, even though ethnic Hispanics make up nearly 50% of the city's population.
But they're not all citizens, and they're not all registered to vote.
It was also difficult recruiting Hispanic candidates for the board. So the city and the Department of Justice came up with a different election process to solve the discrepancy. Organization Fair Vote helped come up with the innovative voting process. Executive Director Rob Ritchie explains the Portchester system.
In a traditional system, everyone has one vote for each seat, so 6 votes for 6 seats, and they're limited to giving 1 vote per person. If there's a cohesive majority, all those voters vote 1 for each of their candidates, and all of them win. And then relatively substantial numbers of voters can go and vote and not elect anybody. With cumulative voting, you have a new option.
Under the new process, voters still have 6 votes, but they have the option to vote for a candidate more than once. Ritchie says residents can give 2 votes to one candidate and 4 to another, or give all 6 votes to one candidate.
The mathematics of cumulative voting work out that if a group in a 6-seat race of about, you know, a sixth of the vote or so gives all their votes to one candidate, that candidate will win 1 out of 6 seats no matter what all the other voters do. So that it opens the door toward representation of parts of the community that otherwise probably wouldn't elect someone.
Cumulative voting gives Portchester's Latinos the opportunity to elect at least one candidate to the board that reflects their values. This year, 3 of the 13 candidates are Latino. This type of voting has never before been used in New York State, and it is only the 3rd time it has been used in the United States. Initially, Mayor Pila says the community was resistant to the new system.
Up front, there were a large number of people in the village who sat there and felt that the system was being thwarted on us and rammed down our throat. Why do we have to change?
But Pila thinks tension eased over time as the town became familiar with the new system. Columbia University professor Rodolfo de la Garza says a successful change in voting process for this one village could lead to wider use of cumulative voting, especially as a remedy for discrimination.
It reflects the fact that voting discrimination, however indirect it may be, it's not explicit necessarily, continues to exist.
De la Garza says the new electoral process will make a big change for Latinos in Portchester.
It's symbolic. They want to have a voice. I'm sure they are hardworking members of that community, overwhelmingly. You know, there are some derelicts, of course. But overwhelmingly, they're trying to make it in America. And they have access.
And it looks like they have. Election results show at least 1 of the 6 officials elected to the board, Luis Marino, is Latino. Ruth Reeder, VOA News, New York.